各位亲爱的朋友们，欢迎来到早间课堂抛招接招小节目，我是 Julie。 在我们与他人交往中，如果是仅仅相识而已，最好不要去插手别人的事情，否则我们会遭到朋友的遗弃，失去朋友，甚至严重的话还会惹祸上身，何苦呢？那么今天我要抛出的招就跟这个情况有关，我们先来听两个例句。
Ever since their quarrel last year, they have not been on speaking terms. Mary, who is on speaking terms with John, is now quite sympathetic and wonders if she should help him out of the situation.
在我们刚才听到的例句中，我们都可以听到同一个词语。On speaking terms, 这是一条介词性习惯用语，它只能做谓语，不能做状语。那么做谓语要和系动词连用即 be on speaking terms. On speaking terms 的意思是 friendly enough to talk, 意为彼此是好友，仅仅相识而已。只是泛泛之交，这种朋友关系比我们前面说的点头之交的关系更近了一层，但是还没有达到亲密无间的关系，相互不是知己，只是一般的朋友。好，那么这里说到点头之交，大家还记得我们前期说到的如何来说点头之交吗？ Have a nodding acquaintance。好，那么要表示和某人仅为好友，我们在短语后加上介词 with, W-I-T-H, 即 be on speaking terms with somebody。 这个习语通常用于否定句中，即 not on speaking terms, not on speaking terms。 好，下面我们就回到刚才的例句中来看看他们的意思，再来好好体会这个习语的意思。
Ever since their quarrel last year, they have not been on speaking terms.
这句话的意思是，他们自从去年吵架后，彼此就不友好了。句子中用到一个短语来引导一个时间状语从句。Ever since, 意思是自从那时以来，从那时起，那么主句就要用到现在完成时。我们再来看两个例子。He's been in a dull dreams ever since she left him. 自从他离开他以来，他一直很消沉。D-O-L-D-R-U-M-S,Dull dreams, 意思是情绪低沉的，它通常和介词 in 连用。And dull dreams, 情绪低沉。He's been a thorn at my side ever since he joined this department. 他自从到了这个部门，就总让我不得安身。这个句中有一个习惯用语。A thorn in one side, 意思是心腹之患，某人的烦恼苦恼。这个习语也可以这么说 ，a thorn in the side of， 例如 ，It's a thorn in the side of Dutch， 这是荷兰人的苦恼。
Mary, who is on speaking terms with John, is now quite sympathetic and wonders if she should help him out of the situation.
这句话的意思是 Mary 和 John 仅仅是相识而已，现在非常同情 John， 在想他是否应该帮助 John 摆脱困境，帮助某人摆脱不好的状况，或者是说摆脱困境。句中用到的是这个短语 help somebody out of the situation， help somebody out of the situation. 刚才我们说了 on speaking terms 这条习惯用语通常用于否定句中，但是这句话是用在肯定句中。那么像这样的例子在英汉词典中也有一句 At last, they're on speaking terms again. At last, they're on speaking terms again. 他们终于又说话了。下面我们再通过四个例句来熟悉这个习语的意思和运用这个习语。The two families had never been on speaking terms. The two families had never been on speaking terms. 这两家从来不通往来。In the past, the two of them did not get on at all well. They weren't even on speaking terms. In the past, the two of them did not get on at all well. They weren't even on speaking terms. 过去他俩根本就合不来，彼此连枪也不搭一句。Linda and Tina were again on speaking terms. Their disagreement dead and buried. Linda and Tina were again on speaking terms. Their disagreement dead and buried. Linda 和 Tina 关系又好了，他们的分歧早已烟消云散。在这个句子中 ，on speaking terms 也是用于肯定句中。烟消云散在这个句子中是这样说的 Dead and buried Dead 这里用为动词 It was for the later reason that he was barely on speaking terms with his sister Miss Patty Pat It was for the later reason that he was barely on speaking terms with his sister, Miss Patty Pat. 就是由于这个缘故，他和自己妹妹 Patty Pat 小姐没有多少话好说。好，亲爱的朋友们，我们今天的这招说人际交往 interpersonal communication on speaking terms 指的是泛泛之交。仅仅相识而已，彼此友好，您是否接住了呢？还记得 Julia 老是反复唠叨的一句口头禅吗？实践才是检验真理的标准，那么不妨通过下面的功课来检验一下自己。好，那么下回我要抛出的招就是开篇提到的少管闲事，敬请关注我们下期的节目。好，亲爱的朋友们，我是 Julia， 我们这里是抛招接招小节目，我们下次再见。I got my best cat, baby,